RadioMD.com. Become a healthier you 5 days a week. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, I've been talking a little bit about the Environmental Working Group's new for 2016 Clean 15 and Dirty Dozen, and now they have, for the fourth year, expanded the Dirty Dozen with a plus category to highlight two types of food that contain trace levels of highly hazardous pesticides. So this year, they are talking about leafy greens, kale and collard greens. Now, everybody thinks kale, wow, it's just so healthy, and we're supposed to eat as much kale, and I do love kale and hot peppers, but kale, collard greens, and hot peppers do not meet the traditional Dirty Dozen ranking criteria, but are frequently found to have been contaminated with insecticides toxic to the human nervous system. So again, as Dr. Holly says, they're endocrine disruptors. EWG recommends that people who eat a lot of these foods buy them organic. So if you are eating a lot of collard or kale, a lot of people don't even know what to do with collard greens anyway. But kale, we're learning more and more about what you can do with kale. But they are saying that these are things that you definitely should be buying organic. Two American food crops, the leafy greens and the hot peppers, are of special concern for public health because residue tests conducted by the U.S. Department of Agriculture found that these foods laced with particularly toxic pesticides, and among the chemicals at issue are organic phosphate and carbamate insecticides. These are no longer detected widely on other produce, but because of binding legal restrictions or voluntary phase outs, but they are still on leafy greens, kale, collard greens, and I guess they're including hot peppers on these. So you want to make sure that if you are going to be eating these, that you are eating organic, because what they're saying is that washing them doesn't even necessarily get rid of these highly toxic insecticides. And we hear about pesticides and insecticides, and yeah, you kind of want your stuff to be bug-free. But in this case, buying organic, making sure that you clean it, because if you've ever cleaned kale or collards or lettuce and you buy organic, you pull it apart and there's a fly in there or there's a bug in there. And that happens a lot. But better having a bug that you can just wash right off than having these highly toxic pesticides and insecticides on your fruits and vegetables. So kale is still really good for you. It's still really great to eat. Hot peppers, so good, you know. But you definitely want to make sure to wash these things before you eat them. So that's our advice for today. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well. Woo, 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 woo.